Here's comic Eugene Merman on The Birth of the Nerd.
I was in high school and stuff. I was like a big nerd, you would say. Like, I was a big nerd. But I wasn't the kind of nerd that did well in school or excelled in classes or got good grades. I was just more of just a douchebag, I guess you would say. But I also think that the people probably who were the first nerds, like the first true nerds, were probably alchemists. And knights, I bet, would just go into their laboratories with their lances and just knock over beakers and just be like, "Hey, wizard, nah, nah, nah." And I'll just be like, "I'm not a wizard. I'm an alchemist. I'm a real scientist trying to make this candy into karate." Or whatever alchemists did that was more reasonable.
Today, Eugene Merman has a thriving career as an indie comic who's appeared on Conan O'Brien, Comedy Central, and the hit HBO series Flight of the Conchords. Lately, he's been doing the rounds as the author of the outlandish self-help send-up called The Will to Whatevs. He says school was hell for him.
It was horrible. I mean, it's horrible for everybody. I mean, my thing was that I was an immigrant from Russia and it was the Cold War. And then I was also a weirdo. So it was really horrible on all fronts until maybe around 11th grade.
So you're telling me you weren't hanging around with the jocks and the cheerleaders?
No, I wasn't. I was also like almost beyond normal weird. Like it wasn't like, oh, he's goth. Like I think people thought I worshipped Satan or something. It didn't make any sense. And I hate Satan. I was more of a social pariah. Like, I can't describe it. Like, people would literally pull over their cars and point and go, "Hey, there goes Eugene." It's just the weirdest thing.
Somewhere I read that you were kind of hated in school, that even some of your friends have to pretend not to like you. What was that all about?
Oh, that's true. In elementary school, I'm now friends, of course, with this person, but a friend of mine in elementary school, it was so difficult to be my friend because there was so much venom towards me that she pretended to be mad at me so that we'd stop being friends. And that lasted about 5 years. And then in like 11th grade or something, we became friends again. And she lives in Brooklyn now and we're very good friends.
What is it, do you think? What is it about school? I mean, you write that school shapes who you become. Why is that so much true, you think?
It would be funny if school had no effect on people and was a massive waste of time. I think that school...
Well, there are people who think that, but that's another issue.
I mean, we all have to be able to read and write so we can ask each other out, basically, in letter format. I think that's, you know, what's sort of crazy is how sort of vicious school is. I mean, when you basically leave school and college, you know, people are mean, but it's not like a constant, you know, people don't constantly come up to you and say horrible things until you cry. And it's interesting that school is a place where that can happen.
Is this sort of why you became a comedian?
I mean, the 80s were a time of, you know, the boom of stand-up comedy. I mean, it was on television all the time. I adored it. I mean, I had, you know, I think as of fifth or sixth grade, I had endless Bill Cosby tapes and Emo Phillips and Bob Goldthwait. You know, I would listen to this stuff all the time. So I sort of fell in love with it. And I think at some point it occurred to me that that's a profession, that you don't have to go into computers. You can do something. You know, I found some recently, some sort of my whole like sort of notebook from all of school, the folder that they give you at the end. And in it, I had written, you know, and I don't know what grade, like seventh or eighth grade, that I wanted to be, you know, a comedian.
Well, a lot of people talk about how high school turned them into comedians because they had to find a way to laugh because there wasn't much else to laugh at. Is that true for you?
Yeah. I mean, certainly, I think that at some point, you know, what was weird about me turned into humor, I guess. I think at some point I went from being just a really strange person to a comedian.
There's a bit of advice in the book that I thought was interesting. You said you should buy the most expensive jeans you can afford, and this will help?
Yes, in a 200-mile radius, I believe. Yeah, I think that, you know, people will really take notice of your extremely expensive jeans. And then everyone will fall in love with you. I mean, that's something to maybe do. Was that for high school or junior high?
You know, I can't remember. It had to do with Ashton Kutcher, though.
Yes, it was to. It did have to do with claiming that your father was the president of Ashton Kutcher, because everyone will be impressed by that.
Yeah,
that would be maybe one of the things to not do that I suggest.
If a parent were to ask you, and there are a lot of parents who have teens who are suffering, if a parent asks you what they need to know, what can you tell them?
If a parent asks me what they need to know about raising a child or about their sad child, what do they want?
Well, let's pick their sad child first. They have a sad child. What do you say to them? Wait?
I would definitely recommend waiting. Maybe buy them night vision goggles so that they can just go out explore in the dead of winter. That's one solution.
I like the night vision goggles. That's good.
It's fun. Basically, what I'm saying is figure out a way for them to have fun and do something enjoyable. And night vision goggles are really fun. I just bought some at Toys R Us, to tell you the truth.
Eugene Mirman is a comedian and author of the book, The Will to Whatevs.